The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
Good. You sure which Pat you're talking to?
I'm looking right at you.
Oh, you're looking right. They can't see that on the radio. This is radio.
We do have, for the second week in a row, another Pat D. Didn't really cause confusion last week. Pat DeSavino from DeSavino & Sons. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic.
Good to see you again, sir.
Thanks for having me again.
We're happy to have you. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been advising, guiding, and assisting clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at the J. Ruddy website, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam and see what's going on at the corners.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Also remember to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Once again, Pat DeSavino from DeSavino & Sons. It's a family-owned and operated business. You've been in business for a long time. Give me a little brief background on you, your company, and your family, please.
Okay. Well, I'm in business right now with my two brothers, Mario and Dino DeSavino. We're for the most part, a family run business. We have daughters, we have sons, we have nephews and friends, and it's just a tight knit group, and we all take very, very, very. We're all very prideful of what we're doing there. We wouldn't put a product or install a product for you that we wouldn't do for ourselves.
Where are you located?
We are located in the Elephant in the Mid Valley Industrial Park in Elephant, 10003 Underwood Road.
You don't provide products on the retail market. You're a manufacturer.
We are considered to be a wholesale manufacturer, and we service the kitchen and bath industry, as well as do commercial bid work.
And you've been doing this for 55 years. Not you personally, but you guys have been in business 55 years.
Right, right. Wow. And that's not saying I wouldn't do a kitchen for Jackie Ruddy, but... But that's our
You might be doing a kitchen for Jackie, right?
No, you won't. No, you won't. I love my kitchen.
Yeah, well, no, we have a nice kitchen.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure that you do.
You never know, though, right? You don't know what the future
holds. I know the future holds.
I'm going to delete his number from your phone.
No, you can't do that. But you have a state of the art facility, and you offer technical assistance, effective planning, plus fabrication, selection, and installation expertise to those people that you provide your services to, your products to, correct?
We do, Jackie. Yeah, I don't know if I said this in the last show or not, but we've evolved into a specialist in the construction and the installation of all the products that we've talked about.
And you've won awards for some of the creations you've...
Exactly.
Okay. Yep. And the DeSavino difference. What is the DeSavino difference? Because there's a difference, right?
Well, you always like to differentiate yourself. So we feel that the DeSavino difference is value engineering, superior craftsmanship, and signature service. We consult with all of our, you do work for some engineers and architects. They don't need help, but maybe some guidance at times, for specs on the product. But but we'll consult with all of our customers for various applications of the product that's being used. Our craftsmanship is superior, we think, because we've all done the work ourselves. And we've taught our employees and being on the spot and on the job for many years. We have some 20 to 25 years of employees that are with our company. So they know what they're
doing.
That
says a lot.
That's great. So a general contractor could come to you and, sure. and get everything he needs from you.
Exactly. Beautiful. Exactly.
So last week we had an extensive discussion regarding Corian, natural stone, and man-made stone. Okay. But we really ran out of time and didn't have a chance or an opportunity to really talk about marble. What do you see happening with marble these days? Are people using it? And if so, where and why?
Well, marble, basically, Jackie, is traditionally, I mean, it's an old stone. It's around since antiquity,
of course. It's gorgeous, beautiful.
It's gorgeous. It's a soft stone. It's a metamorphic stone. It's got a really high shine to it, though, a really high sheen. And typically, it's been used in bathrooms and decorative surfaces, wall cladding.
People have used it in the kitchen, but it's really not recommended. Why?
They have. I mean, I had a friend of mine, Jackie, when I was a kid. They had marble in their kitchen. It's still there. Marble countertops. It's dull. It's weathered. They never touched it. It's just evolved into everyday use.
But, is it chipped? Stained?
A little bit. It's stained a little bit because typically your marble countertops do not do well with acids. And that's in your kitchen with your lemon juices and, you know, your citrus. Just not a good thing. It's soft. It'll scratch easily. And it can stain. It's a very soft stone. Can be reshined, but it's a maintenance thing. And you may or may not ever get those stains out.
But when it's new, it looks great.
When it's new, it looks fantastic.
Like a black car. When it's brand new, it looks fantastic.
Exactly. A little bit more on the marble, though. I mean, I won't mention any names, but there's people right now in the design community, especially closer to Manhattan, okay? They're saying that granite is now not in vogue. It's marble.
I have heard that.
And they're pushing their marbles. I have a distributor out in New Jersey. It says that all the designers come in with their customers. They sell as a distributorship 70% marble, 30% granite. And they say it's all being pushed by the design community now. And whites, they really like white.
White is in,
yes.
Well, we don't see that much happening around here, and we probably won't, but there is nothing like the look of marble. I mean, the only thing I could think of right now that's popping into my mind is the Radisson downtown.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. That's all marble? That's beautiful.
It's all, that's classic, that's timeless.
You don't really see new construction offering that anymore.
No.
Unless but they have an unlimited budget.
Right. Yes. So, but that's what I think of when I think of marble. Okay, how about soapstone? Limestone, travertine, onyx.
What is this stuff?
Well, they're all different kinds of stones, of course. Soapstone is another sedimentary stone. It's dense. It wears well.
What color is soapstone usually?
Soapstone is, there's different varieties, Pat. And like, again, different blocks are going to show you different things. Gray with white. There's ones that may have a greenish tint and black. And soapstones are typically coming out of Brazil these days and Vermont.
But, is it expensive?
Well, the best way that I could explain that, Jackie, is if we had your granite offering, you had price group A, B, C, and D, with D being your normal group of stones and the most expensive there, a soapstone would fit into the D. So, yeah, it's not inexpensive.
Well, why do people choose soapstone? Why would somebody want soapstone as opposed to granite?
It's not very popular here, but we do a fair share of it. I think that people go for it. Basically, it's more of a look. It's a little bit more on the rustic side. It's honed. Soapstone, like a Corian, though, it's a little softer. You could sand it. You can maintain it. If you want to darken your soapstone, you could always put some mineral oil on there. And if you do get a scratch and it shows that whitening where the abrasion was, a little bit more of that oil in there.
Is there a certain type of kitchen, country kitchen, farmhouse construction that would consider soapstone for a look?
Yes, Jackie. It seems that most of the soapstone that we do is more in a rustic type of a setting, or that farmhouse, new farmhouse type thing that you're saying. And
what's the history of soapstone?
History is, it's an old, it's a colonial stone, I would say, here in the United States. And
what did people used to use it for, or where was it? Where would you find soapstone in a really old house?
Basically in their kitchens and baths, but soapstone.
As counters?
Yes, as counters, Jackie, but soapstone too. You could line a stove, the old wooden stoves or coal-fed stones. Soapstone is great for retaining and emitting heat. Same thing cold. If you put soapstone in your refrigerator, people come to me and want soapstone ice cubes. Works real good in a glass of scotch. It stays cold, and it won't melt.
It won't melt.
Oh.
It won't water down the scotch.
Exactly.
Exactly. Now we're talking. There exactly. We go.
Made many sets of
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Soapstone ice cubes. Yeah.
What's a soapstone ice cube?
You see, these stones all have their purposes.
Oh, that's great. It's cold.
Yeah, exactly.
I never would have thought of that.
I wouldn't. I would. Yeah. Right. Okay.
So there's your soapstone. onyx. We could talk about onyx a little bit.
I was on your website and I looked at the pictures for onyx.
Beautiful
Wild,
stuff, isn't it?
Gorgeous.
Beautiful stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very much a talc base. It's a metamorphic stone.
Have to really love the pattern.
Yes.
Because it can get old quick. It's
right. I'll just say, Jackie, it's really got some wild patterns. I mean, mm-hmm. Things that come to mind are like white onyx, pink onyx. Mm. There's a honey onyx, but very veined. We recently had done a bathroom in onyx. I'll tell you, the shine is incredible. Incredible, but it's delicate.
Is it expensive?
It's expensive.
I would imagine.
It's expensive.
Okay.
It's delicate. You could backlight it, so it's got that sort of a translucent type of a property to it.
What do you have in your bathroom?
Corian.
Sounds like our house.
Sounds like my house.
There's nothing wrong with Corian.
No, I love the Corian.
It's great stuff.
But there's other choices.
Right.
All
there's
these
other
things.
There sure are, and to each their own. Every surface that we've talked about is a premium surface. So it's just what you like.
No formica here.
No formica here.
How about limestone and travertine? What are they, and what do they offer, and what's the appeal with them?
Okay.
Please.
It's basically, limestone is a sedimentary rock. Your travertine is a sedimentary stone too. And very basically with the... travertines, a lot of times you could get a filled or an unfilled. Just trying to explain how this stuff may have been made. When the earth was formed, volcanic gases came up like through these stones, so a lot of them are going to have holes, slight holes where all the gases all came through.
Okay.
But it's a texture. It's honed. You could fill those holes. You could leave those holes exposed. You could use that for cladding. Some people do use it for stair threads. Walls or countertops. You get some travertine that's polished. So again, it's just another choice.
I don't think you should
exactly.
be telling Jackie about all of these
all the choices
out there. This
well,
is,
you know what? I do choices. Like some choice, but sometimes when there's too many choices,
yes,
I get confused.
Yes. And you could go crazy.
But I like
with all
to know
choices.
All the differences.
But they're all available.
Right.
They're all available.
That's neat.
But I mean, but for kitchens, out of all the stones, by far, your granite's going to be your most practical, Jackie.
Practical.
Granite's the most practical.
I would say out of all these stones, yes.
Okay.
It's the hardest, the most stain resistant, and there's a lot of beautiful granites.
Well, there's a variety. There's
exactly.
so many to choose
huge,
from.
Huge, huge variety, Jackie. I mean, from colors, as far as your granite colors go, you can start off with your basic tans and browns, your beiges. There's blacks. There's greens, all different hues. The blues are the most rare and the most expensive, but they are beautiful.
Man, I think of granite, I think of gray. That's
gray.
Usually the
sure.
one I think of.
I think of the black.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I think of granite, I think of the black.
But we have some wild stones, though, there at our place now. But they're nice.
Well, all of your products, the quartz, the corian, and the granite, when I'm on your website, which is desavino.com, D-E-S-A-V as in Victor, I-N-O.com, you have all your selections there.
Mm-hmm.
And
we sure
they
do.
All have a wonderful selection.
Yes.
From white to black.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
We're headed towards the break. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a charming two-bedroom, two-bath home located at 917 North Valley Avenue in Oliphant. That's up by you. For only $79,000. This home is on two lots, and it also has a large deck and a nice storage shed. There is a paved driveway with plenty of off-street parking, and it also has a newer furnace and a newer hot water heater. All appliances are included with the sale of this property. That's a two-bedroom, two-bath home on a double lot at 917 North Valley Avenue in Oliphant for only $79,000, and that is listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
Thank you, Pat. We also have two properties and one price. So two properties on one lot, total of five units, located at 119-125 Oak Street, North Scranton. And they are side by side. These two properties are
right next to each other.
Right next to each other, as opposed to front and rear. So a lot of times we see two properties on a lot, it's usually front and rear, but these are next to one another. It's a three-unit building and a double, which is a side-by-side two-unit. Newer roofs on both properties, good rents, a garage, two-car detached garage, separate electric and separate heat, and that makes it a fine investment. This is listed by Nick Lawler. We're offering this at $124,900. Once again, 119-125 Oak Street in North Scranton. We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on this Labor Day weekend. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning again, Jackie.
Good morning.
Labor Day weekend. What happened?
Thank you for spending your time with us, Pat DeSavino from DeSavino and Sons, on this Labor Day weekend. What happened? It flew by in a flash. Why cannot winter do
winter,
this?
Right? Really? We have snow on the ground for 5 months. Your pool is not open for five months.
Thoughts,
I can guarantee you
thoughts.
That.
I really don't even want to think about it. So what's I'll it? Live in denial, okay?
Okay.
I think that's how we all are. Thank you, too, Jackie, for having me back.
We appreciate your time and our discussion so far. Can I have your contact information, please?
Sure. Jackie, our phone number is 570-383-3988, and our website is desavino.com, D-E-S-A-V, as in Victor, I-N-O.
And you guys have a showroom, too.
We do.
And in Oliphant.
We do, and that's at the 1003 Underwood Road location in the Mid-Valley Industrial Park.
So you have samples of all the services you provide.
We do, Jackie. We do have certain products on display. And as well, we could always go around the corner and look at some granite slabs also, because we do have the two facilities within a block or two of each other.
Nothing like having it in your hand and looking at it.
And feeling it,
yep.
You know.
And what areas do you serve, please, Pat?
Well, we have a dealer... kitchen, bath, and dealer network. I'd say that we travel anywhere on a normal basis within about two hours of our location. We're out as far as Mansfield, Williamsport, done jobs in New Jersey and New York.
Right, you guys go all over the place.
Strasbourg, you know, but your higher concentration, of course, would be in your bullseye home area, you know. But
sure, naturally.
But we do expand out, though.
And 60% of what you do serves residential properties, and 40%, would you say, commercial?
Is commercial and OEM. And we do have some notable projects that are going on.
Tell me about those, please.
And ones that we've completed in the last 6 months. Okay, let me just mention a few. Right now, we're gearing up to start cutting, and by cutting, I mean start cutting quartz slabs for the Indiana University of Pennsylvania. Just got done with the project called Green Space down in, right off of Mulberry Street, where we did recycle some old marble that used to be partitions and wall cladding, and a certain percent of that was kept by the architect to keep on the walls. We didn't talk yet about our HDPE products, and that's going to be our outdoor kitchen. But a notable project that we had just gotten done a couple months ago, actually our first large job, we're just getting into this now as our company continues to evolve, was Elmo's Eatery in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. Job came out beautiful. Red, yellow, and blue plastic. And they were the color of the cabinets. It was great, though. University of Scranton, Delaware Valley High School, Bloomsburg University, Athens Healthcare, Vestal Nursing Home, Tobihana. We just got done at West Point with Corian. And the products that we've used in all these projects I've talked about, quartz, Corian, HDPE, and Hymax, which is a solid surface project.
Okay, what was the HDPE? You guys do that.
Yes.
What is that?
HDPE, Pat, is high-density polyethylene. What it is, it's high-density plastic. And this stuff is fantastic. That's what we did the cabinets with at the Elmo's Eatery project that I had referred to. We most recently shipped a completed kitchen down to Marco Island in Florida.
Florida. You should have shipped me down to Marco Island.
And myself. I haven't been yet.
Yeah, really. We're good down there.
I hear the fishing is great. But the beauty of this stuff is that you could put a fire hose on this. You could pressure wash it. It'll never weather. Never stain,
never fade.
It will not cup or bend on you.
It'll never change.
It'll never change. And you could submerge this stuff in water. So it's truly indoor, outdoor. But the setting on this was just gorgeous.
So the cabinets are actually made out of plastic? The doors. The shelves, everything.
Everything. Now, the hardware, the handles, the door slides, and the hinges, we provide them with stainless steel, so it's totally weatherproof. And we could either provide the tops with one of our many products that we've talked about, or you could get your own top if we're shipping it. And this product is made to be ordered flat packed and gone, and you could assemble that yourself, or we could send people down to do the installation.
Nice.
Wow. It's good stuff.
Do you offer green products?
We do.
Is there a demand or call for it? Anybody want green products? Because you usually have to pay for them.
Yes.
Green, I think money.
Yes, it is green. More expensive. I mean, your typical customer that comes in, not so much. If one of our accounts, you know, with the lead points and all that, they'll specify it. But it's not often, though.
So the green products that you offer, Ice Stone, Rich Light.
Right. Eco. Yes, and it's basically, you know, they're polymers with certain amount of recycled glass, toilets, beer bottles, or whatever. I'm serious. The one that you just had mentioned there, Jackie, I'm sorry, what were the three?
Rich Light.
Right.
Eco, Ice Stone.
Right. The Rich Light is a compressed cardboard. That's at the tower stations at the PNC banks that we had just recently done in Rich Light.
What is Ice Stone?
Ice Stone is, it's actually a concrete slab. It's poured concrete, but you have in there a certain amount of all that recycled
glass
stuff.
Okay.
And it's it's actually nice. It's a little soft. Has to be really maintained, sealed.
Sounds interesting.
Really, this is a whole world of possibilities for countertops that I have never even
thought of, imagined, heard of, dreamed of.
But all neat stuff, you know.
And it's all right here in our backyard.
It sure is.
Let's talk about your outdoor cabinetry that you offer.
Okay.
Can it withstand the winters?
Oh, it can withstand
the winters.
Yeah,
do you keep it outside?
Sure. Do you keep it outside all year long?
Jackie. Oh, yeah. You just install it and it just stays there in place. I mean, it's really, this was really a quality engineered line of cabinetry. And like any cabinet size, stack or custom could be made, just like kitchen cabinets that you would get for the interior. And we don't have the picture of the Marco Island installation yet on our website, but check, though. It'll be coming on there soon. But it's, like I say, yeah, I mean, it'll take the sun, it'll take snow, it'll take heat, it'll take rain, it'll take cold.
So where are people usually installing the outdoor cabinetry? In pool houses, cabanas?
On the cabanas.
Patios?
On their patios, sure.
Covered areas?
Covered or non-covered. Doesn't have to be covered.
What about the sunlight?
Doesn't bother, Jackie.
Doesn't,
100% okay. UV stable. Just like I said, it was custom engineered, really quality pieces. If it made it down to Marco Island, I'd say it's a pretty good piece.
Really? If you have a demand, they're coming up here to get stuff. You guys have quite the reputation.
So we're starting to market this now, and this stuff will be available online and through our dealers and through us, of course. But there's a whole world there, you know, with the coastline that the U.S. has. So we hope that we do good with this. It's brand new, Jackie, but doing well so far.
Excellent. Good. Well, we wish you the best with that.
Well, thank you.
Now, just to recap before we go, the most popular, the most economical, out of all the products you offer, let's go back to, say, kitchen and bathroom counters. Let's get your take on this. What's the most economical? What's the most popular? And what's the most practical?
As far as practicality goes, Jackie, just talking about solid surface, stone, and quartz. They're all very practical and for different reasons. Some people will come in and have a predestined notion, I want quartz only. Why? Because it's National Sanitary Foundation. Won't stain, never has to be sealed. Some people come in predestined, I want stone. Why? Because it's natural, it's beautiful, it's unique. I have this and my neighbor will never have it because I got this big heart-shaped spot in the middle of my island that makes it a unique piece, you know. And Corian, we've talked about, we've all said that we love our Corian. So they're all very practical. As far as pricing goes, I'd say, you know, there's different distributors or different companies that run monthly specials or a special for like a quarter or whatever. So you can get some good pricing, I'm saying, on Corian. Mostly if it's a solid color. Once you start getting into the veins and the heavy speckles, it costs a little bit more. But there's specials, though, to be had with the Corian. Same with some companies. Like if you take in the quartz world, Cambria, say for an example, it's the only U.S. brand made. But that's all one pricing, regardless of the pattern or regardless of the pricing. But if you get to say like a Zodiac, there's monthly specials on that. So I say that the best way to do, call, inquire, check.
Excellent. We appreciate your time. 2 weeks in a row. Pat DeSavino from DeSavino & Sons. Your website, www.desavino.com.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Likewise. Pat?
Yes, we have a beautifully remodeled 3-bedroom home on a large lot of 60 by 150 at 508 Hudson Street in Mayfield for $125,000. This home has a brand new kitchen with a tile floor and also a new bath with a tile floor. The whole house has been repainted with new flooring throughout. It also has a pool, a huge deck, paved off-street parking, and a huge shed to hold all your power equipment. Also, the master bedroom has a large walk-in closet. That's a remodeled 3-bedroom with new kitchen and bath at 508 Hudson Street in Mayfield for $125,000.
And that is listed by Aaron Pierce of our office.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Wishing everyone a safe and very happy Labor Day weekend.